But before we get into all of that, before we get into the nitty-gritty of what exactly the Supreme Court said and why, in some ways, it's actually kind of funny, we're joined by U.S. Representative Cory Gardner from the 4th Congressional District of Colorado, of course, our district here. And we're just going to get his reaction. Cory, thank you so much for joining us today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there are so many questions that we want to ask in regards to the Supreme Court's decision. Let's just start with, what was your initial reaction when you heard the news?
This is a health care bill that is unpopular with the American public. We know that it's going to hurt the ability of small businesses to hire new people, to grow and expand. And so certainly disappointed that the Supreme Court has now granted Congress the ability to place taxes on its citizens simply because they didn't spend money the way Congress wants them to.
That's actually a really accurate way of putting it together, too. I mean, just wording it. Something that I noticed in regards to the ruling, if you can apparently place taxes, or if this is defined as a tax, then what exactly is the limiting principle of this piece of legislation? I mean, how is government limited at all?
Well, I don't see how, at this point, the government is limited in taxing people for not doing something. I mean, if you look at the decision, the government could decide that it wants to place a tax on people if they don't buy a GM car because they believe it's necessary for the economy or because they own part of GM now. And so they could tax you if you don't paint your house the right color, if you don't lose weight, as the government wants you to. Or, in fact, if you just decide you don't want to buy something because you don't have the money for it, you could be taxed.
Well, and that's something interesting, too. How is this? I mean, we've talked a lot about health care in the past, obviously, when the legislation was first going through. But how does this impact especially lower income and rural America?
Well, I think for people in rural America, it's just another blow to our freedom. It's another blow to their checkbook. And it is confirmation, though. I mean, one thing about it, President Obama promised that he wouldn't increase taxes on the middle class, and today the United States Supreme Court confirmed that he did indeed increase taxes on the middle class.
Well, and wasn't it, how many times did he say that it wasn't a tax? The mandate wasn't a tax?
The video all over the place. If you look it up on the internet, you can find it where it wasn't a tax, and now the Supreme Court confirming that it was a tax or is a tax. But the bottom line is, we still must replace this bill with policies that actually work to decrease the cost of care and increase the quality of care. While the Supreme Court spoke today, the people of Colorado will speak on November 6th. The people of this country will speak on November 6th, and I believe they will do so in a way that recognizes they know how to care for themselves better than government.
You know, and I think to that extent, the Supreme Court's ruling today doesn't necessarily change anything as far as what you're doing in Congress, what Republicans and conservatives are doing throughout Colorado and throughout the nation. We need to be focused on the idea that this is just one aspect of what's wrong with this government right now.
Well, it really does present a very clear contrast. The ideas of a government that believes it knows better, that its bureaucrats know better than individuals when it comes to their health care decisions, that increasing taxes and increasing deficit spending is the direction that the government needs to go, versus an idea that we actually need limited government, that we need to increase the quality of care, decrease the cost of care by providing market-based decisions and reducing regulations or malpractice reform, those kinds of ideas. So it does set up a clear contrast. And those people who were engaged back in 2010 because people were arguing for the health care bill, they just got reactivated and re-energized.
Well, and I hope so. I hope that really does spur up, whether that be the Tea Party movement, just conservatives in general. A lot of people I noticed in 2010 hadn't really paid that much attention to politics before, and this conversation really brought them into the political fray, and I think that this ruling could very well bring a whole lot more Americans to the table, so to speak.
Well, we need it. We need everybody to stand up and say, as the 4th of July approaches, this is about individual liberty and freedom. This is about a responsible government. Under the health care bill, the president's health care bill, taxes increase by billions of dollars. Deficit spending increases by billions of dollars. Medicare is cut by billions of dollars. There are better ways to do things, and that's what we'll work on next.
So what's the next step for the Republicans in the United States House?
We'll be voting on July 11th to once again repeal the health care bill. Just because the Supreme Court has said it's constitutional does not make it good policy. So we'll be voting to repeal the bill. and to put in place those ideas that will actually work to reduce the cost of healthcare.
And I know that you guys are, obviously you have a lot on the agenda, so to speak, for the United States House. You guys also have got Eric Holder and the contempt vote and that whole fiasco going on right now in the House, and there's just plenty to talk about and to really start tackling here between now and November. So I think people, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think most people keep on looking at November, and they need to understand that there's so much going on right now today that we can do to start undoing Obamacare, that we can start reeling back the size and scope of government.
They can, absolutely. Get involved, make sure you're registered to vote this fall, make sure people take the opportunity to know where candidates stand and to know where the issues are and who's going to stand for what, and make sure that the person that they send to office votes on the side of liberty and that votes on the side of the Constitution. And we need people to rise up now and make sure that their voices are heard.
One, you come from the 4th Congressional District here in Colorado, and this district is a great district because we really do seem to prize individual liberty. It's something that, unlike a Denver, unlike Boulder, unlike other places in the country, whether that be L.A. or New York or Chicago, we really like the individual. And I think it's important for people to understand you have to be involved if you want to protect individual liberty in this country.
You know, there's an old saying out there that the world says the world is run by those who show up. And there's a lot of truth to that. That's why we need everybody to show up, because when they don't, when they stay behind, when they let their voices be quieted, then the world's run by those who are showing up and who are expressing their opinions.
And just one more thought here. When we finish the November elections, whoever is the president, whether that be Mitt Romney or that be Barack Obama, they're going to have an opportunity to appoint more Supreme Court justices. And given today's ruling, people should probably keep in the back of their mind what exactly that means.
That's right. I mean, we saw a Supreme Court justice appointed by President Bush make the decision. And so that was a 5-4 decision. There's 9 members of the court. If President Obama is allowed to appoint more, that decision could have been 6-3. We don't know. But the power of the court, again, to label something as constitutional doesn't make it good policy, and that's the key to remember.
You know, that's something kind of ironic. George W. Bush, he appointed Roberts. Do you think President Barack Obama is going to be talking about this health care bill saying it's Bush's fault?
You know, this may be one of the few things that that he doesn't blame President Bush on. That's right.
Isn't that ironic timing? Wow. All right. Well, good luck and keep up the good work, certainly.
Absolutely. We'll continue our work.
Plenty more straight ahead when we get back. A Conservative Project.